Then I was about ready to retire when Father Dave Kelly called me from Chicago here at Precious Blood Ministry of Reconciliation and said, we'd really like for you to come to Chicago and work with us in our ministry. And first I hesitated, and then I said, okay, I'll come for 2 years. Well, now I'm starting my 14th year, and it has really been a time of great blessing and challenge and just delight to be in this community that has suffered a lot and yet is so resilient.
That's Sister Donna Liette, a Precious Blood sister and the director of Family Forward at Precious Blood Ministry of Reconciliation, or PBMR. PBMR is an organization located in the south side of Chicago that fosters hope, healing, and hospitality in the Back of the Yards neighborhood. This March, we're celebrating International Women's Day and Women's History Month. We want to share stories from women who are a part of Family Forward, the PBMR program ministering to mothers and families. These are stories of grief and struggle, but also stories of strength and hope. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to Together We Heal.
And then Family Forward, when I came, I had been working with women for so many years. And so when I came, it was mostly young juveniles in the community. So I asked Father Kelly, where are their mothers? And then as I visited the juvenile detention center, a lot of the young boys would say to me, please call my mother. I really am worried about my mother. And so I began to call their mothers and realized how much they needed support and they needed a community. They needed a safe place to come and tell their story. These women lived in a community that was traumatized by violence, racism, and poverty. And they began to come and to share their stories and really offer support to one another. And so we began the program called Family Forward. We just want to take each mother where she is and see if she could take a baby step forward in her dreams. We, as a team, realized also that it wasn't just the mother, it was her children. It was her mother, perhaps. So we began to work with grandmothers and aunts and children. There was a family unit that also needed that support, but the core was still that mother.
What are some of the things that Family Forward does now?
We do many things. I would say probably the biggest part of our program is working with mothers who've lost children to violence or incarceration. So we do a lot of grief counseling. We do a lot of healing circles. We also offer like rental assistance. We offer some residential housing. Mm-hmm. So we kind of take each mother and family where they are and say, what is the next step that you need? Or what do you need next in order to take the next step? Right at the present time, we have about 117. We pretty much maintain 100 mothers, offering them the services that they need to move forward. If we have the ability, and if not, we try to find it outside of ourselves, find resources.
Mm-hmm. How many of those mothers have lost children?
I think we have 63 now mothers who have lost their children. We have, I think, three of the mothers who've lost a second son. Mm. And we have mothers who've lost children to gun violence, but also lost a child to incarceration. And so the trauma is great. And it's so important for them to come together. I read a book that I really love. It's called When Tears Sing, and it's by William Blaine Wallace. And he talks so much about, when mothers come together, it says, the stitching, moan to moan, creates a tapestry of hope. Mm. And as our mothers, gather in circle once a month, and they really cry out their pain, they talk about their hopes, though, also, and that bonds them so close together where they find a safe place to be community and to cry their tears, but also to dream their dreams. And I often say, for me, we as a team just provide a safe place. But it's really the mothers together that bond and support one another and pray for one another and encourage one another to walk through the path of sorrow and grief and violence into hope. And so it's a beautiful journey. And we say at Precious Blood, we're radically hospitable, that all mothers, all youth are welcome. But we also offer healing. We offer hope. And We accompany them, you know, wherever they need to go. If they have to go visit their child incarcerated, if we have to go to a funeral with them, mm-hmm. if we have to go to a job with them, wherever it is that they need to walk, we try to accompany them along the path. And, you know, in many organizations, there's always a closure, and we say, you know, you're finished and so whatever, but we do not do a termination. Mm. We do a transition into maybe another area of their life and maybe even away from us, but it's always transitioning out, never terminated, because we really believe in being relentlessly engaged with these women. And sometime after 12 years, I've had a mother who pretty much walked through our program and felt that she could transition into the next step of her life or the next phase. And then she comes back because it's sort of like a wave of sorrow as when they start remembering again, or maybe it's the anniversary of the death of their son or daughter. And then they come back and say, you know, I really need to be back here again to feel the healing and the hope.
Yeah.
There's another beautiful saying from this book of When Tears Sing. His hope for future generations of God's children is that they come to experience shared sorrow, suffering, and trauma as the nearest and the strongest source of their renewal and the best hope to reconcile and heal a broken world.
Wow. That's beautiful.
So it's through sharing sorrow, I believe, and sharing tears that we are bonded and begin to see that there is no other, that we are one.
Mm. What are some of the spiritual or philosophical underpinnings that guide Family Forward in this mission and this way of doing things?
Yeah, I'm very glad that you asked that, Anna, because that's really the foundation upon which we're founded, is the precious blood spirituality. And to me, that's just a spirituality that calls us to include everyone. Mm. And it's called that everybody is redeemable and everybody is beloved. Everybody's made in the image of God. I think that that's the motivation for our work, mm-hmm. is to look at that we exclude no one. We are a restorative justice hub, and so we really live out of a philosophy, a way of life. If there's been conflict or whatever, that we want to bring that together and to say, let's heal this relationship, but not to punish, mm-hmm. not to put people aside and ostracize them or lock them up, but to say, you know, how can we restore this relationship? There's been harm done, perhaps, mm-hmm. but how can we heal that harm? How can we heal that relationship and bring you into what God asks of us? I think that, you know, just to say to these mothers, you know, let's work through your journey, but, you know, let's always keep in front of us the person who caused the harm to your son or daughter. And I know that at times it's very hard to not forgive and to be filled with hatred, and that's okay. Yeah. But, you know, eventually I think through the community of other women who have began to forgive and to see this whole situation in a different light sometimes helps the other mothers. But basically, that philosophy of really looking at persons as not persons to be punished, but persons to be loved and to be persons who can be healed and persons who can be forgiving and people who can regret what their past has been, and to come together in a circle or in a relationship where there can be healing and forgiveness.
Yeah.
But that takes a lot of grace.
Oh, yeah.
And it takes a lot of time.
Right.
And it's also nothing that should be rushed, that we should give people time for healing and time to restore relationships.
I think people listening to this, it's going to be clear to them why the work you do is important. But if you were to put words to that about why Family Forward is necessary and why this way of doing the work is important and valid and...
Yeah, I think it's very important because we're working with the mothers, and I think that they're really the core of a community. Mm. The mother who's given life and birth. The more we can help these mothers to be more stable, to be more secure, to be more loved, that then I think they can be stronger in with their family, and then I think also builds up a beloved community. And I think that, you know, as we celebrate International Women's Week and Day and Month, that, you know, the theme this year is inspire inclusion, And I think that we at Family Forward, particularly our staff, believes in really helping these women have a voice, that they have a lot to say. They have suffered. They have been resilient. They have raised children. They have been in this neighborhood, and they have so much to say, and we want their voice to be heard. We want to strengthen them, and we want to encourage them to be all that they really are, but to let that be known in the community. And as stronger they become, and the more secure and confident they become, then the community becomes that way too. And so we walk with them and accompany them to become all that they can be and all that they really are, but haven't sometime had anybody call that forth.
Yeah. One last question, if you're up for it.
I am.
Amazing. Do you have a story from one of your 14 years at Family Forward that you would like to share?
Oh, I probably have many stories. But probably one of them, well, they're all very significant, but probably one of them that I remember very well is we were sitting in circle, and one of the mothers had just lost her son, and she was just talking about how difficult it was at holidays, you know, and that her little son would not be at the table anymore, and that the only place that he could really, that she could even feel any nearness to him is to going to the gravesite. And so she shared that story in the circle. And then as we used the talking piece, and the talking piece went around to a few other mothers, then across the room from this mother was another mother whose son was incarcerated since he was 14. He was just a juvenile, and he was sentenced to life without parole. And he was to die in prison because of a crime that he had committed at 14. And so this mother was telling her story, and not in competition with the other mother, but they just tell their story. And so she was telling also that, you know, her son, you know, something she never expected, but he was charged with a crime, and that he would now die in prison. And so she said, you know, again, he will not be at the table, because we were, it was Thanksgiving time, and he would not be at the table. And that, you know, she could only visit him certain times, but also she could never bring him home. And at that moment, the mother across the room, who had lost her child to gun violence, crossed the room to the mother who was incarcerated. And they just embraced. And they realized that both of them had lost their children. And so it was, I guess, that moment that I saw when tears sing. You know, when mothers come together with maybe different stories, but yet pain and suffering and loss, especially their children, that they become one. There is no other. They're one.
Thanks for listening to Together We Heal, a podcast from Precious Blood Ministry of Reconciliation. You can support PBMR's mission of hope, healing, and radical hospitality at the link in our description. Subscribe for future episodes. And if you like what you heard, leave a rating and review. Thank you. Thank you.